In today's show, I'm going to be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as we do each and every day. We're also going to be discussing the Bitcoin ETF demand could rise as the price drops, according to the latest crypto analyst reports, as well as Bitcoin consolidation continues, crypto analysts compare the Bitcoin movements to the previous cycles. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin demand in Argentina reaches its highest point in nearly 2 years, as well as you're not ready for what's a coming next after Bitcoin hits $90,000 per coin. I'll be sharing an outlook from this other analyst, as well as Kathy Wood says Bitcoin is going to rise over $3.5 million per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode 1588. I'm your host, JV, and it's March 23rd, 2024. Bitcoin up over 2,000 on the day on the rise. Pumping it up as we do. Pump it up. Gotta love that. So anyways, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. You can see Bitcoin up 3.5% on the daily. We got ETH now trading back above 3,400, and virtually all the major alts pumping right now as the market cap continues to rise. Checking out CoinMarketCap, the market cap's at roughly 2.5 billion. You gotta love it. And also, the 24-hour volume is 90 billion, with Bitcoin dominance at 51.5% and the Ether dominance at 16.5%. Ether dominance has been pulling back. Some of the top gainers within the past 24 hours include eCash, Toncoin, and Bitcoin Cash. Below that, Satoshi Vision, Gala, and Doge. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective. As I shared, virtually everything back on the rise, and zooming out on the monthly, even bigger gainers. Many of these meme coins up over 500, 600%. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're rated back at a 73. Greed yesterday, 75. Last week, an 81. Extreme. And last month, a 74. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, there's 28 days left until the Bitcoin halving, scheduled to take place April 20th. Happy 420. That's pretty lit, pun intended. And checking out the time chain calendar, we're currently at 835,948 as far as the block, and $1 is equivalent to 1,523 Satoshis. So there you have it. But anyways, fam, welcome everyone just joining the stream. Let's now do some Bitcoin TA. Check out the charts to where the price action likely to go next. Bitcoin could already be seeing momentum turning as the institutional Bitcoin outflows recede. Hence why we're pumping right now. Latest data from the UK investment firm Farside shows the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust losing $170 million on March 22nd, which is pretty wild. The U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have been at the center of attention for arguably the wrong reasons this week. Inflows have declined significantly versus the start of March, while GBTC outflows hit record highs, producing 5 consecutive days of net reductions in assets under management. The timing appears not to be random. As reported, bankrupt crypto lender Genesis is rumored to have been selling its GBTC position throughout the week, and should this now have concluded, the downward pressure on ETF trends could ease. Quoting the analyst here, net flows out of the Bitcoin ETFs dropped 51.6 million yesterday, helping by a big slowdown in GBTC selling. As pointed out there by Farside, the pivot point theory is also shared by on-chain analyst statistician Willy Wu, creator of the on-chain data resource Woobble. Wu reveals a new model comparing ETF inflows with the Bitcoin price action. While he did not give specific information on which data is used for the metric, he suggests that the most intense phase of offloading might be over. Quoting him here, according to this new model I've been playing with, the worst of the sell down is in the first phase of consolidation and may be over. I'm kind of expecting consolidation to run right into the happening, thus more choppiness through April, as pointed out here on this chart, showing you the Bitcoin inflow model. Now, Synonymous commentator Whale Panda agreed on the outlook and his own assessment of the week's flows. He remained optimistic on the near-term Bitcoin price action, suggesting that the tailwinds for a return to price discovery could be in phase as early as next week. Quoting him here, now we'll most likely have a sideways weekend and potentially consolidate a bit more next week until the path up to the new all-time high. Now, lots of people have been shaken out, lots of people waiting for the lower. With current emissions scheduled at 64,000, we need 57.6 million of inflows per day to scoop up the daily mined coins. In less than a month, with the halving, that total of 28.8 million. Now, others were more critical of GBTC, which now retains barely half the assets under management it had when it converted into an ETF back in January. They once controlled over 600,000 of the Bitcoin supply. Now they're down to 300 something thousand, which is pretty crazy. As pointed out here, it was the market at the center of the 2022 market collapse, and it's the product whose net outflows are the biggest headwind to Bitcoin now. So as a whole, the spot Bitcoin products represent the most successful ETF launch in history since they began trading, cumulative flows reaching $12.15 billion. And earlier, Kathy Wood, CEO of ARK Invest, said the bulk of the institutional exposure is still yet to come. And stick around. Our feature story of the day is Kathy Wood predicting Bitcoin will soar past $3.5 million per coin. Let's dive into our next story of the day. Let's discuss these Bitcoin ETFs a little more detail so you guys can see what's happening right now. Bitcoin ETF demand could rise as the prices drop, according to analysts. That's right. Amid Bitcoin's price decline, the spot Bitcoin ETF market has been gloomy recently. Despite these persistent declining net flows, we have Ki Jong Ju, prominent analyst of crypto quant, predicting a possible resurgence into the spot Bitcoin ETF market. More than five sats in your stack, then get it on. In a new post, he shared that the spot Bitcoin ETF net flows could rise even as the Bitcoin price decline continues. Using data from the historical net flow trends, the analyst noted that demand for Bitcoin ETFs usually kicks in when the crypto traces the certain support levels. And according to data from analytics firm BitMEX, these Bitcoin ETFs have recorded a negative flow for the last four trading sessions. This situation has been marked by significant levels of the Grayscale Bitcoin trust outflows and the record low inflows for the other ETFs, mainly the market leaders BlackRock's iBit and Fidelity's BTC. Now, he also noted that the new Bitcoin whales, especially the buyers, have an on-chain cost basis of roughly $56,000. This indicates significant Bitcoin hodlers, particularly ETF investors, typically acquiring Bitcoin at an average price of $56,000, meaning they're all in profit. So in line with this pattern, the crypto quantitative expert anticipates significant inflows into the spot Bitcoin ETF market should Bitcoin attain the mentioned price threshold. So Bitcoin's price, as we know, fluctuated between 62 to 68,000 over the past week. He suggests that such a decline is plausible given that corrections typically see a maximum drop of 30%. Now, with Bitcoin's recent peak of 73.8, the analysts forecast that the asset's price could drop as low as 51,000. However, over the past 48 hours, we dropped 13% from the new all-time high, which we just recently witnessed. And we were near 60,000, and right now we're right back above 65,000. The report also shows the Bitcoin bull cycle is not over, given the relatively low level of investment flows from new investors and price valuation metrics still below the level seen for the past market tops. Meanwhile, we all know the Bitcoin halving, family, roughly 25 to 30 days out. It could happen on 420. Make some noise to that. The daily issuance is going to get cut in half to the miners from 900 a day to 450 per day. And the inflows from the ETFs alone are going to create a supply shock, which CryptoQuant is also predicting within the next 6 months. And look at that price action continuing to pump. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss these Bitcoin cycles in a little more detail for you guys. And welcome everyone just joining us. Cheers. With Bitcoin falling nearly 7% in the last week, we had one analyst believing the correction is all a part of the process. I definitely agree with that. Crypto analyst Mikhail Van De Pop, quoting him here from X, the consolidation on Bitcoin continues. I don't think we'll see much spectacle coming from Bitcoin. Bitcoin. If we do, it'll need to break 70,300. And above there is time for the new all-time highs, but I suspect we are still seeing the case of the peaking pre-halving, just like in any other cycle. The Bitcoin halving refers to the quadrennial event when Bitcoin mining rewards get cut in half, like we were just discussing. And according to the analyst, the Bitcoin price chart is similar to the 2016-2017 cycle chart. Let me know in the chat if you guys were around for that specific halving. Quoting them here, in some way, the price action of Bitcoin is comparable to the 2016-2017 cycle, peak 4 weeks before the halving takes place, consolidation, and another correction, after which a slow upward grind happens until acceleration 6 months later. I'll look at that chart. Van de Pop also claims that the Bitcoin correction only strengthens his bullish thesis. Quoting him again, Bitcoin still correcting down. My main thesis is that we have seen the pre-halving type and that we are going to have a long, massive bull market. Anything in the lower boundaries is a buy opportunity. PTFD. Interested in buying the dips on the altcoins too, says Van de Pop. So there you have it. Fam, let me know your thoughts on that. And are you just as bullish? Holla, as we continue this pump. 66 incoming. Send it. But let's dive into our next story, family. We're going to be discussing the latest out of Argentina. Shout out Javier Milei. The headline reads, Bitcoin demand in Argentina reaches highest point in nearly 2 years. That's right. Argentine's efforts to preserve their savings amid the ongoing decline of their national currency, which is the Argentine peso, has resulted in the nation recently hitting its highest demand for Bitcoin in 20 months, according to a recent report. So Bloomberg reported that Lemon Cash revealed nearly 35,000 customers in Argentina purchased Bitcoin in the week ending March 10th, which is double the weekly average compared to 2023. A major factor for the increase in demand is the ongoing decline of the nation's currency. I heard inflation was up like 250%, which is wild. Over the past 12 months, their value for their currency against the US dollar plummeted fourfold, dropping from 0.0049 USD per their peso in March 2023 to 0.0012. Ouch. At this time, that's 4X, family. However, it was noted that Lemon wasn't the only platform seeing a surge in demand. Other major exchanges in Argentina, such as Ripio and Belo, reported similar trends. And according to the CEO of the digital wallet Belo, manual stablecoin purchases in Argentina declined from 70 to 60% as Bitcoin's recent price surge attracted more interest, so ultimately taking their market share. Quoting them here, the user decides to buy Bitcoin when they see the news that the currency is going up, while stablecoin is more pragmatic and many times used for transactional purposes as a vehicle to make payments abroad. He also claimed that Belo has seen volume in Bitcoin and Ether increase tenfold thus far, 2024, compared to the same period last year. However, a recent report suggests the interest in stablecoins might still exist as Argentines are possibly choosing not to use the well-known exchanges within the country for purchasing them. Well, sounds like they know better, so pretty cool. Now, as reported, black market exchanges, which are referred to as crypto caves to buy USD stablecoins, is in an effort to escape strict currency controls and the rising inflation of the Argentine peso. Wild. Meanwhile, the use of digital currency for specific transactions is slowly gaining traction within the country. December 2023, Diana Mondino, Minister of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Worship, claimed that a decree aimed at economic reform and deregulation would allow the use of Bitcoin and other cryptos in the country under certain conditions. And following the ruling, a local landlord and tenant in Rosario, the third most populated city in Argentina, sealed a rental agreement where the latter would pay a monthly rent in Bitcoin. Very interesting developments, a lot going on in Argentina. Also, they have the new president, Javier Milei. And look at that, 66. We just tapped it, family. So congratulations. Shout out to all the Bitcoin hodlers. Let's go. Welcome, everyone, joining the stream. Pump the likes, pump the stream, and let's dive into our next story of the day. We're going to discuss this $90,000 target, and then we'll be discussing the latest $3.5 million target from ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood. So here we go. Crypto analyst Kevin Svensson is forecasting the path forward for Bitcoin over the coming weeks and months. In a new video, he tells his subs that higher levels of volatility will ensue if when Bitcoin surges by nearly 40% from the current level. Send it. According to Svensson, once Bitcoin confirms the fourth stage of the parabolic curve pattern on the weekly chart, the levels of volatility will rise. In TA, a parabolic curve pattern has four stages, with the fourth phase becoming the launching pad for the breakout towards a higher level that is typically known as the sell point, or when an area of a major correction begins. Quoting the analyst here, what we just saw here was the touch for the four base. If we do in fact hit another high, that would be confirmed as base four. We can't confirm base four until we break out again for the next leg up. This means the Bitcoin is now looking for the final extension up to the sell point, where the chart basically goes fully vertical up to base four, according to the textbook, is $90,000. Pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. I went into very deep detail about what I think is going to happen after we hit 90,000. If this dip for Bitcoin from the all-time high of over 73,000 to under 63,000 earlier this month scared you, you are not ready for what's coming next, because you're going to see much, much bigger swings. So there you have it. And he also shared a chart. And if you guys want to watch the video in full by the analyst, be sure to check the show notes below the video in the descriptions. But ultimately, what to expect if the volatility levels reach this magnitude is, here's what he says in comparison to 2017. And so if we go to 90,000 and we get a classic 2017 40% dip from 90,000, a punch up to 90,000, a pullback to maybe into the 50,000s, consolidate, run up again into six figures, a classic 2017 breakdown of the parabolic trend. And then when happens, becomes a larger trend, well, during that moment, your portfolio would drop in half. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Now let's discuss our feature story of the day. ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood is predicting Bitcoin soaring past $3.5 million per coin in her most recent interview. So let's break this down, shall we? Here we go. ARK Invest CEO Superwoman Cathie Wood called Bitcoin a financial superhighway. Love that. Emphasizing the important use cases for the cryptocurrency and emerging markets, Wood, whose ARK Invest recently became one of the issuers of the spot Bitcoin ETF, ARK B, said the asset manager is focused on emerging markets and the macro environment worldwide, which has been shocked by the U.S. Federal Reserve's increase in interest rates. She said during a fireside chat at the Friday Bitcoin Investor Day conference in New York. That's what's up. Quoting her here, there are signals that not all is well in the world, she said, about countries like Nigeria, one of the biggest adopters of Bitcoin because of the strong depreciation of the country's currency. And because of that, Wood sees Bitcoin as a risk-off asset and a risk-on asset. ARK's spot Bitcoin ETF has become one of the more successful Bitcoin ETFs amongst the 10 funds issued in January. That was on the 11th. Now, Wood said that with more institutions entering the space, mathematically speaking, the Bitcoin price could easily rise above $3.5 million per coin. However, she wouldn't give a specific price target, but she did say Bitcoin has miles to go, she said instead, and pointed out to her previous call of $1.5 million price target. And I've also shared a more updated target, I think about a week ago or a few days ago on the pod, where she was pointing out a Bitcoin ultimately going to 2.3 million. So this is the highest number I've heard come out of her mouth, according to this source from that fireside chat. So there you have it. Let me know if you guys agree or disagree with Cathie Wood and her bullish price target or where Bitcoin is heading. And what are your thoughts on how she described it as calling Bitcoin a financial super highway? Let me know. Now, many analysts are also projecting very big price projections heading into the years. We know we have in 1 month of Bitcoin halving, a major catalyst. Typically post-halving, we run up to unprecedented all-time highs, price discovery mode. And what's interesting of this cycle in particular, for the first time ever, we hit the new all-time high, entering price discovery mode already like three or four times in the past couple of weeks, which is pretty phenomenal. So it's going to be pretty lit to see where Bitcoin takes us along this journey. And the beauty of it, no one knows. You know what I mean? No one can really predict what Bitcoin will do. Bitcoin's really not attached to anything. It's on its own vector. It's its own financial superhighway, as Cathie would put it. And other things Cathie has pointed out before that I remember, she refers to Bitcoin as the ultimate insurance policy. That's insurance against government overreach. That's insurance against a dwindling US dollar and its value of a fiat currency, AKA tulip bulb monopoly money, right? It's also, I've heard her say this, it's a hedge against inflation, and it's also a hedge against deflation. So there's just so many advantageous, you know, reasons to acquire Bitcoin. And even look at what's happening right now with people like Donald Trump. They're trying to seize his properties and take them away from him. And you can't do that with self-custodied Bitcoin, right? They can take his property. They can take his gold. They can take his fiat. They can take his bank accounts. They can freeze his digital monies in the digital, you know, fiat realms of the central banks. But they can't do that to Bitcoin because Bitcoin is immutable. Bitcoin transactions are irreversible. Bitcoin transaction, the settlement is the transaction. You can't do that in the legacy financial system, right? Banks are still using SWIFT, which is a technology so out of date, it's not even funny. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.